Welcome to Chocolate and Joy, the first holiday story from 1C Productions. If you have the Chocolate and Joy pod pair box, now's the time to open that bad boy up and get ready to enjoy the same goodies the characters do in this story. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, then go to chocolateandjoy.com to learn more. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the story.
Evie, I do not want to go.
Charlie, I am aware.
Then why are you asking me?
Because I'm also aware of why you don't want to.
Don't trick me. You're not even done with med school yet. And you're legit wearing reindeer antlers on your head.
Don't mock my festive spirit. It doesn't take a psychiatrist to know why you hate this time of year.
I don't hate it.
No. You just hole up here drinking mint hot chocolate and avoiding every single holiday event in town, making people wonder if you've moved off.
Or died.
That's dark.
It happens.
Charlie, you don't have to wall yourself off like this. This could be a good time of year for you again. It's been 5 years
I agree with you to go to this dumb cookie exchange, can I just enjoy my hot chocolate and we talk about literally anything else?
Yep, if you make me some too.
You're so annoying.
And this is why you love me.
I cannot believe I'll let you talk me into this.
What? This is tradition, man.
It's freezing, man.
Yeah, that's what happens when there's snow on the ground.
Typically a sign for humans to stay indoors.
But we need a tree.
Technically.
It's Christmas. We need a tree.
We could skip it. I'm good with that.
You want to have a Christmas without a tree?
I do, actually.
Jackson Jermaine Douglas.
Now there's no need for...
I'm not about to have you skipping out on a Christmas tree another year. Your mom is gonna come up out of her grave if you don't stop this.
Not how it works.
I'll tell you how it works. It's holiday time here in Jane's Holler. That means dances and parades and parties and about 27,000 other opportunities to meet women.
You have got to be kidding.
So, we will start our Christmas season like grown men do. By grabbing an axe, traipsing out here to this freezing forest, and cutting our own Christmas tree down.
Okay, that was kind of impressive.
And for my next trick, I'll be convincing you to go to the Mr. and Mrs. Claus cookie exchange with me tomorrow night.
I can't believe you just said that with a straight face.
Boy, do you know how many women attend this thing?
All of the ones in Jane's Holler?
And do you know how many men attend?
None of the ones with any self-respect?
None of the ones with any smarts? Think of it. Tons of women, no competition, and we go home with baked goods.
I'm not interested.
I know. But you're going to come anyway.
Yeah, I'm at the Winn-Dixie now. This place is a madhouse. Why do I have to bake the cookies when I don't even want to go in the first place?
Because you're the baker. Also, I don't have time.
I hate you.
Gotta run. Kisses.
I've got to find a new best friend, preferably one that can bake. And leave a girl by herself during the holiday.
Yikes! I'm sorry. So sorry.
No, my fault. I came around the corner way too fast.
Well, it's rush hour in here. Gotta take the lane when you can, right?
Right. So, if you're okay...
All good here.
Great.
Gentlemen, welcome to the 36th annual Jane's Holler Mrs. Claus Christmas Cookie Exchange!
I cannot believe you dragged me to this.
Shh, I'm concentrating.
On what? It's an exchange. Put your cookies down, pick up others. Not rocket science.
Not the cookies. Put your cookies.
the women holding the cookies, and you can mix and match any 20 cookies to take home for yourself or a special little elf.
See?
Be sure you check out the Christmas tree while you're here and grab an angel so that you can help the kiddos who won't have gifts this year without your assistance. And we've got the Yuletide Punch. Yeah, yeah, I know. You'll love it. Y'all be sure to leave enough for everybody to have some. Now then, that's enough yakking. Cookie it up, friends!
You get the cookies. I'll get the punch.
I am not going over there. Look at all those people.
They're busy grabbing cookies. No one is going to notice you.
Yes, they will.
You're supposed to be my wingman.
I'm supposed to be at home, avoiding events just like this, where everybody knows what happened 3 years ago.
Man up. Nobody remembers. Go get cookies.
You have 2 minutes.
Yep, 2 minutes.
Crazy. Frustrating.
Oh! I'm sorry. Oh, it's you again.
We've got to stop meeting like this.
I'd be happy to, but my best friend insists we come to this thing.
I feel your pain.
You do?
See the guy over there by the punch?
Plaid shirt?
Connor Johnson, best friend, dragged me here.
Judging by the women surrounding him, I can guess why.
He's harmless, really. Just doesn't want to be alone at Christmas.
Alone can be good.
Totally agree.
Especially at Christmas.
Totally agree. So where's this best friend who won't let you enjoy your holiday alone?
See the tall, dark, gorgeous one over there by the tree?
Where? Oh.
Spoken like every man who lays eyes on Evie.
No, I was just...
It's fine. She's gorgeous. I know. She doesn't know it, which makes us all hate her a little bit less.
Maybe we should introduce Evie to Connor.
Not unless you want Connor crying on your doorstep in a few weeks.
Heartbreaker?
She doesn't mean to be, but yeah.
And you?
Me?
Are you a heartbreaker?
I'm a woman who needs to get some cookies and get out of here.
I second that motion. How about a clear path we take the first 20 we find and hit the bricks?
I don't need any help.
Says the woman who wants to be alone at Christmas but finds herself at the town's cookie exchange.
Hey, you're here too.
And offering a way to get us both out of this.
Oh, so you are.
Shall we?
Yeah. Again? But I already went to the cookie exchange.
And made a friend, if my eyes are to be believed. Who was that?
Didn't ask his name.
He can't be from around here or we'd know him by now. He's too hot for us to miss him. How could you not ask his name? Are you blind?
Look, we had a mutual interest of getting out of there as fast as possible. That's it.
Whatever.
Evie?
You're gonna break that door one day.
Then maybe you shouldn't bother me while I'm making hot chocolate.
And maybe you should make me some first, so I don't have to worry you'll forget.
Do you want mint?
Have you met me?
I went to the cookie exchange. I don't want to go to another holiday event.
And yet, you're going.
To a Christmas tea? Nope, not happening.
Why not?
Number one, I hate tea.
How can you hate tea?
We've been through this. Two, I hate dresses.
Wear a pantsuit. Very Hillary.
Three, I don't do Christmas.
Okay, skip the tea. But come to the parade. You love parades. Fire trucks and police cars.
Loud. Obnoxious.
Old men on mini motorcycles.
Horses dumping on the ground.
And marching bands.
Okay, I like marching bands.
You love them. And candy? Think of the candy they'll throw.
It might be all Mike and Ike's and knockoff chocolate buttons.
At Christmas? No. There'll be candy canes and peppermint patties.
Yum.
And you'll get to check in on the Kiwanis hot chocolate booth.
It would be nice to make sure they don't mess up the recipe this year.
And don't forget, baby beauty queens.
Oh, the tiny tiaras.
How can you miss the tiny tiaras?
I don't know, Eve.
Yes, you do. Come on, come to the parade with me. You know I'm going to wear you down anyway.
Maybe.
Yes, I heard yes. I am a master persuader.
Don't gloat. Drink your hot chocolate.
Yes, ma'am. I'll pick you up at 8 in the morning.
tell me again while we're here? You can't possibly think you'll pick up a woman at a parade.
Why not?
Because of that.
They'll pass soon.
You've lost your only mind.
It wasn't doing me much good anyway.
It's freezing. Juanes has a hot chocolate stand right over there. Want some?
Nah, we'll lose our spot.
Women like hot chocolate.
Okay, good.
How many of these things do I have to go to with you before you lay off?
The Elf Mingle, Snowflake Shuffle, and if I haven't found my hottie by then, the tree lighting.
No way.
Jack, come on. You're such a Scrooge ever since—
Nope, not going there.
At least come to the Elf Mingle and Parumpapum Pancake Breakfast. I'll probably find a woman by then and we won't even need the tree lighting.
Even if you need the tree lighting, I will not be going to that. For real, anytime in this decade or the next.
Literally go off.
Two hot chocolates, please. Mint and one if you've got it.
Oh, we've got it. This is Charlotte Miller's recipe.
I don't know who that is, but if she's why I get mint, tell her I love her.
Miss Miller, you might want to get out here. This guy loves you.
Tell him to save the donation. Oh, hi.
You're Charlotte Miller?
Friends call me Charlie.
This is awesome.
Thanks. Family recipe. You guys should get some Christmas crack to go with it.
What is Christmas crack?
A lot of folks call it like sweet nothings or like puppy chow, but we call it Christmas crack because like we put other things in it, but like it's not like that. It's, I don't, just try it.
Oh my gosh. Give me more, no one gets hurt.
Period.
Dollar a bag, boys. Kiwanis has a lot of work to do next year.
I'll take five.
Miss Miller, you are a Christmas culinary goddess.
Jack already warned me about you, Kanjan.
Warning? What warning? I need a warning?
She's onto your honey hunting ways, man.
Some wingman you are.
Don't blame him. Your charms wouldn't have worked here anyways.
Oh, are you just as much of a Scrooge as our boy Jack here?
Christmas just isn't a jolly time for me.
You two are peas in a pod.
That's enough, Connor. Charlie has work to do and we're holding up the line. Let's go.
Wait, maybe she could be your date to the Elf Mingle.
Connor.
Oh no, I'm not going.
It'll be perfect. You can sit in the corner together, drowning in your sorrows and hot chocolate, while the rest of us revel in the joy of Christmas.
Or we could just stay home.
You know that's not an option.
Last I checked, I am a grown man.
With me as your best friend, you're going to the Elf Mingle. Question is, are you going with the lovely Miss Miller here?
Charlie, you don't have
to. You know what? Evie's probably planning to drag me to it anyways. Might as well do it like this.
You're sure?
Yeah, what the heck. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Oh no, Jack will pick you up.
Shut up, Connor. See you there, Charlie.
What's my lipstick look like?
Hot. Bet. Let's go.
Is that your guy standing by the door?
He's not my guy. He's just a guy.
Who happens to be standing at the door of the Elf Mingle, waiting on you.
So he doesn't have to go inside and mingle. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jack!
Charlie! Whoa, you look gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. You remember Evie.
Nice to formally meet you.
Likewise. Don't you have a friend? Kanjan, is it?
Connor, he's already inside.
Scoping out things, no doubt.
Something like that.
Well, shall we mingle?
If we must.
Wow, packed house.
Good, the boosters need it. Anybody see an empty table?
Artie wrote one off for us. This way.
You two go on. I've got some—
Don't say it.
Mingling to do.
Ugh. No more with the mingling.
Oh, go hide already.
This way. How's this?
A million miles away from the dance floor? How'd you guess?
I just thought about where I wanted to sit.
Right. You said before that you like to be alone at Christmas, too. Why is that?
How about some punch?
Make that a hot chocolate and you got yourself an order.
Be right back. Here we go.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
Look, I realize that you don't want to talk about it, but my guess is we're gonna be sitting here for at least an hour before Connor or Evie lets us get out of this. So, if we're not gonna talk about why you avoid Christmas, you gotta come up with something else we can discuss.
I don't avoid Christmas.
Oh, I thought...
I avoid Christmas town events.
Ah, why?
You seriously don't know?
Should I?
How long have you lived in Jane's Holler?
All my life, which is why I know you're not from here.
Right. I've been here for 3 years.
What brought you to town?
A woman.
Who I see is suspiciously absent.
Didn't work out.
Did it not work out at Christmas?
I can't believe you don't know this story already.
Jack, look, honestly, I don't know you or whatever happened to you that you think I'm supposed to know. If you don't want to tell me, that's cool. But I haven't been to Christmastown stuff myself in 5 years. So whatever it is did not cross my radar.
Why?
Why what?
Why haven't you been to town Christmas stuff for 5 years?
You first.
Wanna dance?
Wow, you really don't want to tell me.
Maybe I just really love Jingle Bells.
Do you?
No. I got dumped.
I see.
I was engaged to Emma Grace Frazier.
I know her. We had chem together sophomore year. She was a year ahead of me, but failed it and had to repeat it.
She's still bad at science. Anyways, we met while she was in Nashville. That's where I'm from. And a year later got engaged. She wanted to be here, near her family. So I convinced Connor to move our business here. We develop software so we can work from anywhere.
Uh-oh, I smell trouble coming.
Yeah, things with Emma started going south pretty quickly. She was different here than she'd been in Nashville.
How?
She didn't have an opinion on anything anymore. It only mattered what her mother thought about everything.
That sounds fun.
Exactly. It all came to a head at the tree lighting. I wanted to sit in the back so we could see the whole tree when they turned it on. Her mother wanted to sit up front where she could see the stage better. It's such a dumb difference of opinion, but after everything else...
It was the straw that broke the camel's back.
Yeah, Emma just lost it on me. Screaming about how I didn't love her or her family didn't fit in here. I said, fine, let's go up to the front, and I started walking us up there. She kept going on about how I shouldn't be here in Jane's Holler in the first place, but never be a Frazier and all that. Then she took off her ring and threw it right into the tree.
She didn't.
Yeah, that's about how the town reacted too. I didn't know what else to do, so I just left.
Why didn't you just go back to Nashville?
I thought about it for a while, but while Emma may have been right that I didn't fit in with her family, she was wrong about me belonging here in Jane's Holler. I love it here. Connor loves it here.
So it's just you don't come out at Christmas.
Not since then. Nobody needs to be reminded of that ugliness at what is supposed to be the happiest time of the year.
Okay, I'll dance with you.
What?
Come on, it's dark in here, nobody's gonna see you, so you won't be reminding anybody of anything.
You're giving me a pity dance?
You really wanna question this?
You know what? I don't. Let's go, Miss Miller.
After you, Mr. Douglas.
You're sure you're up for this?
Darling, it's Christmas.
Yes.
I don't want to be with you.
Show me what you've got. Gosh, it's so crowded in here.
What?
I was saying, it's so...
Charlie, are you okay?
Yeah, I think so. Help me up.
Back up, y'all. Here, take my hand.
Thanks.
What hurts?
I think I twisted my ankle.
Here, lean on me. There's a chair right over there.
Charlie, I saw you go down. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I think she sprained her ankle.
It's such a madhouse in here, man.
How about I get you some ice?
I think I'd rather just call tonight, if that's okay.
I'll go get the car. Can y'all just get her to the door?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm so sorry.
For what? You didn't knock me down.
No, but I did get you on the dance floor.
I'm the one that said yes.
I think that's what happened with the last woman at the town Christmas event.
Stop that right now. this is not that.
I'd love to hear how this plays out, but maybe you could talk while we get her to the door.
Here, I'll carry her. You clear a path.
Carry me? You're gonna break your back.
This is the part where you swoon over a man picking you up and carrying you to safety, woman.
This is the part where I kill his best friend and pray to God the man doesn't break his back getting me to the door.
Okay, ankle is propped. You have ice, remote control, cell phone, blanket. What else?
I'm fine. It's a tiny sprain. It will probably be better by morning.
Are you sure you don't want to go to the ER?
I absolutely 100% do not want to go to the ER at Christmas time.
Oh God, right. I'm such a moron.
You're an awesome human who is worried about her best friend, and I get it. But really, I'm fine.
If you're sure.
I'm sure.
Great. And dish.
What?
I saw you two. Looked like some good discussion happening. Tell me everything.
Since I know you aren't going to let this go.
True.
Make me some hot chocolate, and I'll give you all the goods. Hello?
Charlie? Hey, it's Jack.
Jack?
Yeah. Evie gave me your number last night. I hope that's okay.
Oh, it's fine.
I just wanted to see how you're doing this morning. How your ankle is, I mean.
Well, I haven't gotten out of bed yet, so I'm not sure.
Oh, did I wake you up?
Nah, I was laying here trying to figure out if I could get out of the pancake breakfast Evie's trying to drag me to.
That would be the pa-rum-pa-pum pancake breakfast.
Found only on the second Saturday of December in Jane's Holler, Tennessee. Yep.
Connor told me we're leaving in an hour or else. Please tell me I can convince you to come.
Maybe. Let me test out this ankle. Oh.
Still hurt?
No, the floor is freezing. Ankle seems to be good, though.
So you're coming to breakfast?
So much Christmas stuff.
You didn't get a chance to tell me why you hate Christmas.
It's a long story, Jack. Too much for first thing in the morning.
Okay. Then tell me something else about you.
What do you want to know?
Anything. I already know you like mint in your hot chocolate, and you make amazing Christmas crack. And you're an awesome dancer, when you're not being knocked to the ground, and that you've lived here all your life. So I guess your family's from here, right?
We moved here a year before I was born. My parents had a dream of opening a coffee shop and bakery in a little town. Somewhere where people could, like, hang out and enjoy life, you know?
Yeah, sounds like that place on Lindell Street, Life is What You Bake It.
That's it.
That's your parents' place?
It was.
Right. They retired?
They died.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Not your fault.
I'm still sorry.
It was at Christmas time, actually. Drunk driver. Coming from a Christmas party, ran a red light. They probably didn't even know what hit them.
Oh, Charlie.
I was at home. I hadn't wanted to go to the party. I hate parties anyways. I was watching a movie when the knock came on the door. Brett Andrews was standing on the other side. All I could think was, why is the quarterback from high school standing on my porch? It took me a second to see he was in a uniform. And then I heard what he was telling me. I didn't believe him. Insisted he take me to the hospital, even though he said they were already gone. He took me. I don't remember much once we got there. Just that smell, that alcohol disinfectant smell, and how the floor was really cold when I fell onto it.
No wonder you don't like holidays.
Yeah, not exactly a happy time for me.
I'm guessing this was about 5 years ago?
Yeah, Evie told me I had to get back into the things this year, though. She said I've been avoiding all the festivities long enough, so...
So, I'll see you at the pancake breakfast.
Unless I can get out of it.
Hey, Charlie.
Yeah, Jack?
Thanks for telling me.
You're so welcome.
To the 23rd. rum-pum-pum-pum pancake breakfast. Now, I know you didn't come to hear me talk, so I'll just tell you to eat up and be sure you drop your donations for the kids under the tree before you go. We really appreciate you helping us make sure that everybody has a good Christmas this year in Jane's Holler. Enjoy!
Evie! Hey!
Hey, Jack! Connor!
Is Charlie with you? I didn't see her anywhere.
She bailed. Told me her ankle was hurting too much to come.
Oh.
Judging by the look of your face, you think otherwise?
I think... Look, I caught her this morning. She told me her ankle was okay.
And?
And she also told me why she doesn't like this time of year.
Oh.
Yeah.
I told you she probably wouldn't come after that.
I know. I feel awful. She told me she didn't want to get into it, and I didn't mean for it to go there. I was honestly just talking with her, and it came up.
No, it's good she told you. She needs to talk about it. Get past it.
I don't think she's past it if she isn't here just because we talked about it.
She probably just needed a little time. Eat your pancakes, enjoy the breakfast. I'll get her to the tree lighting tonight.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh what?
I'm not going to the tree lighting.
Why on earth not?
Just because.
Because why?
I don't have time for this. I'm out. Y'all enjoy your pancakes.
Was it something I said?
Do you know Emma Grace Frazier?
Of course I do. She was a year ahead of Charlie and me. Why? Wait, that's not...
The guy Emma dumped in front of the whole town at the tree lighting 3 years ago? Yeah, it is.
I'd forgotten all about that.
I wish you'd tell Jack that. He thinks the town has elephant memories.
So what if they do? If he wants to go, he should go.
He says it reminds people of ugliness and that he doesn't want to rob them of joy this time of year.
I guess he's not all wrong on that.
Do not tell him that. I've been working on him for weeks trying to get him to go. His brother's been holed up for enough Christmases already. It's time, you know?
I do know. You know what? You're gonna need to work a little harder.
Wait, what's it to you?
Kanjan, I think you and I have some elfing magic to work between our best friends.
What magic are you thinking?
The kind that sparks at a tree lighting.
Thank you to Sue Ann's Dance Factory 6 to 8 year old class for the entertaining rendition of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Aren't they adorable? If you are interested in your children learning the joy of dance, Sue Ann has a booth at the back of the park. Now, the time is almost here for the 67th lighting of the Jane's Holler holiday tree!
Hey, keep Christing Christmas!
Is he here?
He told me he would be, and Jack doesn't lie. Is Charlie here?
Sitting in the back, see? Look at the last row, middle seat.
Where? Oh, I see her. And there's Jack. He sees her too.
We are such good little elves.
Is this seat taken?
Jack, no, it's not taken.
I brought you a present.
A present?
Here, nothing big. You can go ahead and open it.
Socks.
Oh, they have steaming mugs on them.
You shouldn't have to step on cold floors.
How kind, Jack. Thank you.
Listen, I'm sorry I upset you on that call. I didn't mean...
No. It was good to talk about it with someone who didn't know.
It was?
It dredged everything up again. I won't lie. But for the first time, it didn't feel like it was all happening again. Right then and there. Fresh. It was a part of my past. I mean, it's always going to be a part of the present, too, but it felt more past than present. Am I making any sense?
I think so, yeah.
Let's prepare our hearts and minds by singing together as we do each year.
Wait, what are you doing here?
It's a public event.
Yeah. But it's the tree lighting.
I'm on sock delivery.
I thought you didn't, do this particular event.
I didn't. But you helped me realize something today.
I did?
Charlie, I've stayed away from the tree lighting for 3 years because I don't want to bring bad memories to anybody's Christmas experience.
I know.
But then I did just that on the phone this morning with you.
Jack, I already said...
No, let me say this. What I realized when you didn't show at the pancake breakfast was that I'm not the only one carrying some tough memories around this time of year.
Okay.
And that staying away from the town events isn't going to prevent me or anybody else from having those memories. It's only going to stop me from making new ones. Good ones. Joyful ones. With other people.
Oh.
So I wondered if maybe, just maybe, you might want to make some joyful memories with me, Miss Miller.
Oh.
Such lovely singing, everyone. Oh, I do love a Jane's Holler Christmas. Ready to count down with me? All together now. 10!
Will these memories involve mint hot chocolate?
9!
They involve whatever puts that beautiful smile on your face as often as I can.
8!
Are you proposing chocolate and joy, Mr. Douglas?
7!
I am, Miss Miller.
6!
5!
What do you say?
4!
Want to make some Christmas
3,
memories?
2!
I am absolutely 100% in.
I love a good love story this time of year, don't you? I'm Rebecca Seitz, founder and president of 1C Productions, and I just wanted to thank you for letting Chocolate and Joy be a part of your holiday experience this year. From all of us here at 1C, happy holidays!
Chocolate and Joy is brought to you by 1C Productions. Tonight's characters were brought to life by the talents of Katie Ricketts, Caitlin Covington, Matthew Gunn, Tyshawn Young, and Taylor Clark. Village Singing was performed by the cast along with Dylan Ingram, Jonathan Kirkland, Kirsty Nordstrom, and Landon Hogan. Sound engineering provided by Zisher LLC. Chocolate and Joy was recorded on location in Martin, Tennessee. Location services provided by Jason and Julie Simpson. The hot chocolate and Christmas crack enjoyed during the show are available at chocolateandjoy.com. From all of us at 1C Productions, happy holidays! Learn more about us at just1c.com. That's JUSTONEC.com.